This is the Walk in Darkness podcast.
Okay. I wanted to really go through this with Wally, but I searched the house and he's not here. I don't know where he is. He's been acting strange lately, like he's hiding something. Anyway, I just had an experience with the book that was in the box Patricia gave me. I'm recording this now, so everything is still just, you know, just fresh in my head. Okay, here we go. After I posted the picture of the book and the basement key, I put the book back in the box that Patricia gave me, and I just closed it up. You know, I wasn't really ready to test it and see if it was for sure the lost Bible. But all night long, as I was in my bedroom, I could just feel the damn thing pulling at me. So, practically in the middle of the night, because that's when all smart people do things, I opened the box, and when I did that, a warm draft just kind of floated out to me. The book itself was heavy, and it was also warm. Then all of a sudden, it was just burning red hot. I remembered that feeling instantly. I mean, it was the same thing I'd felt 2 years ago when Sarath marked me. I dropped the book on the bed, and it began to just jump up and down, you know, like vibrate. I watched the thing move around before three words appeared on the cover. The Lost Bible. I fucking have the Lost Bible. Anyway, it stopped moving, and then it flipped open. A few pages turned, just turned. It stopped on a page of births. I leaned over. I mean, I wasn't about to touch it at that point. I leaned over and read the names. Agatha Kowalski, 825-1898, died 12/24/1969. Gwyneth O'Leary, 4/12/1923, died 6/3/1994. Susan McLennan, 7/29/1956. Sutton Byrne, 8/25/1978. Baby Girl Blackhill, 11/21/2016, died 11/21/2016. That was my name, and my baby were both fucking listed in the book. I almost just threw the book out the window right then, but I had to calm down, and I knew I had to see what else it had in store for me, so I picked it up. When I did, it was as if someone drained all my energy. I was so tired, but at the same time, I was compelled to turn on to the next page. On that page, in big black letters, read the truth. It was almost like it was greeting me. I don't know. I could barely keep my eyes open. But I kept going. I turned the page with the last ounce of energy I had in my body. And that's where I saw The Devil's Dance, burn into the paper. The next thing I know, I'm at the Colosseum in Rome. I'm wearing a red, like, translucent type, what's the word? Like a nightgown. Standing behind Lucifer. Yeah, the Dark Lord himself. I mean, I look out and I just saw thousands of those monkey things that have visited us over the last few weeks. And that's when Lucifer began to speak to them. I can't really understand what he's saying, but I know he's giving these things, his minions, instructions to find someone. Sarath. They're going to hunt for Sarath. Then things just got really fuzzy. And I found myself back in my room. Right now, my mind is just spinning as I try to come out of whatever's taken hold of me. I'm naked, dripping with sweat, and my entire body is red, like a sunburn, but not a sunburn. It doesn't hurt, but I feel hot. It's like an evil has settled in my veins.
This has been A Walk in Darkness. For real-time updates, follow A Walk in Darkness on Instagram and Twitter.